Happy holidays, everybody. On the card, in this episode of Top of the Card, I've been excited for this for a while. Got a great present for you on tap in this video. We are going to open a box of the 1985 OPC Topps WWF, the Canadian-French variation, a whole hobby box right here on this episode of Top of the Card. The same setup as the 85. We'll go into all the details, but let's head straight to the top of the card. Welcome back, everybody, to Top of the Card right here on Ad Free Shows and the Ad Free Shows YouTube channel. I am the Kris Kringle of wrestling trading cards. I am referee Brandon Toll. Thank you guys so much for joining me here on this very special holiday edition of Top of the Card. And we are here for the 1985 Topps OPC WWF. Man, I've been waiting for this for a while. I thought this would be a great way to kind of round out the year here on Top of the Card. So we're going to open a full hobby box of it here today. We're going to talk about everything that's going into it. We're going to talk about the differences, valuation of what we pull could potentially be worth, all that good stuff. Before we go any further, if you are not subscribed to the Ad Free Shows Patreon, what are you waiting for? You get early and ad free access to not only Top of the Card, but to everything else on the Ad Free Shows platform. Join us, patreon.com/adfreeshows. And then if you're watching on the YouTube channel, smash that thumbs up button. It helps with the algorithm. It promotes the video out and tells people and tells YouTube specifically as well, hey, this is something that people will want to see. And it'll help us build this little kind of niche corner of the wrestling trading card hobby here. And then subscribe to the channel as well if you are not already. And click that notification icon to get notified of every time something brand new drops on the Ad Free Shows YouTube channel. All right. The OPC WWF 1985. Now, you'll notice up front, we've never opened a hobby box of the 85 Topps. It's just out of range for me to do it. But you'll see alone up front here, there's your French rolling right across the bottom there. So this is going to be a hobby box. It's going to be those old 85 wax packs with gum with it. So this is BBCE authenticated. I already did take it off, and I'll show you guys here in a minute. I've got the actual sticker for it. We'll talk about a little bit of the controversy with BBCE for those who don't know. But we're straying away here. So this is Series 1. So this is going to be everything that we saw from the Rack Pack opening. And if you have not seen the video of the Rack Packs of the 85 Topps WWF that we opened a couple of months ago here on Top of the Card, go back and watch it as a little primer to get ready for what we may see here with this OPC version. So the OPC name, you can see it right here on the box. OPC is actually a term that's still used with Upper Deck for hockey nowadays. So what you're going to see with this is it's going to be the same picture. So we're going to be looking for that yellow and blue Hogan's along with everybody else that we could see with this. So Orndorff, Sheik, Hillbilly Jim, everybody that we covered in the Rack Pack video a couple months ago is in this. It's the same checklist and the same talent, just in the Canadian and French variation, which is rarer and, you know, if it's right, can be worth more, especially once you start getting into graded. And I also did in my primer for this, I did a little valuation work. For those of you that watched the valuation episode, thank you very much as well. There's not a lot in terms of comps on this. So I give you my best on this from what I can see. So, and once again, the same premise will apply here that we're going to use for the ones we pulled from the Rack Pack. My intent is everything's going to grading with this. My intent is for the Hogans is to try to get a couple of them signed. Hulk Hogan's doing a signing down in Clearwater at the Beach Shop in January. So my intent is to try to get a couple of these sent down, get them signed, and then we're going to use these for grading. And grading is going to be our other video here in the month of December here on Top of the Card as well. So we'll go over what the parameters are. We'll go over all that for grading in the next video. But these are going to be all in the grading. And hey, you never know. When we get these back, maybe we do a live stream for the Patreon subscribers and we do the grading reveal. Maybe I won't look at them either. We'll be team no look. And we'll all look at them together. So not a whole lot more to say, especially if you've seen the 85 Top Series 1 video. Valuations are going to be a little different. Now, what you're going to see and the differences between the this Canadian-French variation, because this was the Canadian-only variation. You could not get this in the United States. It's one of the reasons why this is a sought-after set, because it's not like where with cards now, where if they're released in Canada first, then they'll come to the United States eventually. This just was never in the United States. So to have this, and I mean, it's not bad in condition from pulling it off. It looks like the back here is a little, it's detached. So I don't want to mess with it too much until we get into it. So you've got your picture of Hulk Hogan on the front. You're going to see on the back, the back design is going to be a little different. The WWF logo is not going to be on there. There's going to be a small little character on the back. And then you're going to get the small little same write-up that we did on the U.S. version from the Rack Packs. But then you're also going to have the French translation on it. So you're going to get dual English and French writings on the back. So and the card numbers are going to stay the same. You have the one, card number one, which is the Hulk Hogan blue, or sorry, Hulk Hogan yellow. And then 16, which is the blue. So the numbers in terms of what we're looking for do not change. Now, valuation. From a valuation standpoint, once again, and I went to Terapeak, for those who saw the valuation video, to kind of gather what's been the recent comps on these to kind of give us a little bit of a background. And there just flat isn't a lot out there. So, you know, and I looked at a couple other cards too, because I kind of did a general search for this as well. So valuation-wise, when you're looking at ungraded for these cards, and once again, we know they can flux, we're looking from anywhere to about $90 to $100 per Hogan that we pull from an ungraded standpoint. Not bad, all things considered, for something from 1985. Obviously, grading is where we're going to be able to get into those exponentials. So in a graded realm, PSA 5 tends to go for about $150. At a PSA 5. We're pulling these straight out of the wax pack. My hope is that none of these come back a PSA 5. Obviously, it's going to be harder to pull them in the higher grades. But PSA 9 of the blue one, of card 16, the blue one, PSA 9, is going for about $500 a shot. So let's hope we pull a bunch of them out of this. Now, to kind of give you other a couple comps and to kind of show you the difference in terms of how the Hogan card is more sought after than pretty much anything else in this set. The Junkyard Dog card that's in this set, PSA 9, recently sold for $165. Still not bad for JYD. And then an Iron Sheik, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Sheiky baby. PSA 8, now this comp was before he passed away, but a PSA 8 went for about $70. So I imagine now that Sheik's no longer with us, that's probably going to be worth more than that. I would say it'll probably be up around, my guess is probably up around $100 or so. A PSA 9 could, you know, go for more than a JYD right now. So, you know, maybe we'll test that market when we get these back. You never know. So that kind of goes into your quick valuation on it, what the differences we're going to see with this, and what to expect. So without any further ado, guys, I've got over here my semi-rigid sleeves. So the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to kind of do this like we did it for the Rack Pack. I think I put those in top loaders, but I'm going to put these eventually straight into the what we call the little semi-rigids here. These are what they have to be in to go for grading. And I really don't want to waste my time going from top loaders into these. So I'm going to put these straight away into these once we're done with the video. So I've got them here to put into penny sleeves, all that. So what we're going to do is I've already taken one pack out. I'm holding one pack back from this. I just want the sealed pack. So let's go ahead and take this off. You could say I said it was disconnected here when I did it, when I took the packaging off. Now, it came in this packaging from BBCE, and I wanted to show you guys this just because BBCE right here, they basically validated that these were all the packs that were in the original box when it came out and when the person that bought this. Now, Baseball Card Exchange has kind of come under fire in recent months because of the issues surrounding, what was it, Logan Paul and the 1999 Pokemon sealed case that had G.I. Joe in it that he paid, I think it was just over $3 million for. So I don't foresee us having that problem here. But, you know, BBCE has lost a little bit of its clout, per se, in terms of how they're valued with authenticating older vintage wax because of that. So, all right. So I'm going to take the left. I'm going to keep the box and everything with this. So we're going to have 35 packs with this. So who knows how many Hogans we're going to pull out of this. So I'm going to be careful as I do this because I don't want to rip the box any further. I want to keep the box, actually. So I'm just going to, I want to keep them in their stack. So who knows how many Hogans we're going to get out of this. For me, as I see it, the more the merrier at this point when we're going through this. So once again, same checklist that we're looking for with this same people. You know, if you guys have any questions about this, you know, you can hit me up at @topacard on Twitter as we go through this or anything you see from this. I'm trying to see how this went. There we go. All right. So I will show you, I mean, the gum, whatever card is on this is pretty much fried because of this, because it is the same. You got, you know, and I also do not ask me to eat the chewing gum in this. I'm not going to. I've seen people do it and they get very sick with it. But Opeachy made in London, Ontario with the trademarks from Topps in here in the States. Ring Pop. There you go. They're throwing in their little plug for the Ring Pop. And then it can tell you, tells you what the gum is made of. So straight up, man, this is awesome. You can see, the US and French, or says cards and then cartes and then sticker and collants and then bubblegum and gomme ballon. I did take, diction in college. So probably I might've been a little off on those, but yeah. And with Hulk Hogan on the front. So there. All right, here we go. We're going to open all these, and then that'll give us some run for grading. And you can see they're kind of flipped over here. So there's a Hogan Superstar Speaks card. So there's, and you can see it right there. So who's your next challenger? Says Gene. And there's your French translation. So English and French. So there. So JYD Superstar Speaks going for the pin. So there's Andre, kick to the face. Fuji, Sheik and Camel Clutch, smashed on a knee. There's a Hogan sticker card and Captain Lou Albano. So this is sticker card number 9, by the way, as well. And Lou Albano, and there's our piece of gum. So, you know, if we try to, maybe we'll have better luck with this, but you can see pretty much that's very firmly, the sugar in that is very much stuck to that card. So that's, fortunately, that card is pretty much going to be a waste, just like some of the chips there on him. And I don't know why they would use this picture with chips and a glass of some kind of a beverage there to boot. Grab a penny sleeve here. We're going to put all these pretty much straight away. I mean, these are about as pack fresh can get. But we also want to make sure we try to keep them that way and try to get the best grades possible we can here with this. I'm going to be really sad if a Hogan 1 or a 16 is on the back of those gum, one of the gums on this. I'm going to keep the wax too. I don't know what to do with them. I don't want to get rid of the wrappers, but try to keep them as well. So, all right, Jesse. There's Orndorff with the pile driver, ready for a pile driver. Lou Albano. I mean, you can see, I mean, there's a little ding down there, but these are in really good condition for the most part. The ones in the center are going to be in better condition just because they have the ones on the outside. So there's Piper. There's Sheik. Over he goes. going for the midsection Ventura sticker and a Chic and Blassy sticker, number 14, to round out with the gum on the back. So you can see with these, I mean, as I look at these, I mean, they're in really good condition. I mean, they're in really good condition as I look at these. So I don't know. PSA 9 on these may be hard. I mean, they may be hard to get. We may catch them on a good day. I mean, the edge down here. I mean, it's going to be a crapshoot. The centering is going to need to be really good. There's a lot that's going to need to be really good on these to pull nines. But we are going to try. We're also going to get them signed as well, because with the market the way it is today, there is value, added value in these getting them signed as well. So all right. Kicking off pack number 3 here. Hillbilly Jim, Big John Studd, George Steele, Mula, Bending an Arm, and that's good old Ed Leslie. So there's George Steele. George Steele again. And one sticker card, JYD, with the gum on it. I'm trying to keep these in different piles too. Because I think eventually over time it would be a really cool idea just to get the rest of these graded. You know? I mean, the value drops on them, but I definitely think for these being the French ones that, you know, I think the further we go into time and space, the better we're going to be with these. So Wendy Richter putting on the squeeze. Jesse, One Angry Man. There's the Hogan, Wrong Kind of Music. Ivan Putski, ready for action. Oh, and let me show you the back, too. So the back, you've got the little action there, and then you've got your U.S., and then you have your French variation. So like I said earlier, it's going to be, you know, that's pretty much the difference. Obviously, you're seeing the pictures here. There's not a lot of difference when it comes to it from a picture standpoint. Let's see here. So there's Fuji. Fist comes flying. Paul wants it all. Andre sticker, number 21. All right, yeah, that'll be a keeper. And then Jesse Ventura sticker with the gum. So for me, Andre is definitely would be one that I would absolutely look at potentially grading just because it's Andre. So I'm going to be very careful about putting these in penny sleeves to then put into the semi-rigids. All right. Valentine. Set that there. Big John Studd, No Fair Choke. Putting on the pressure. Strongbow. JYD. Scalp him. Lock him up, Big John Studd. Here She Comes with Tito Santana. That's a gaffe. If I've ever seen one. And there we go. There's the Hulk Hogan sticker number 1. Way off center. And then a Wendy Richter sticker number 20 with the gum on the back. Way off center on the sticker. So the stickers don't really carry the value obviously that the profile cards do. But you never know. So got two left in this. I'm taking my time with this, guys. I want to treat it right. You know, with vintage, you want to be more careful when you are handling them. So that's why I'm just kind of taking my time with this. I want to make sure these are handled right, especially because I want to make sure that, you know, some of these, in case we do want to grade some of these down the line, I'm going to keep these, but we still have yet to get one Hogan. That's kind of disappointing. So I was disappointed in how many we pulled out of the rack packs too. So let's see what we can do here. You can hear that old school wax, man. This is awesome. I'm having so much fun with this. Crusher and a Crusher. They're JYD. Valentine, let go of my toe. Once again, we're going to see the same ones here, pretty much kind of in repeat. Jesse. There's Piper. Superstar speaks. Jesse Ventura, Superstar speaks. There we go. There's the blue. And that's in a real good position, too. When I look at it, I mean, the corners look good. The edge, I don't know. The centering is, I don't know if this is going to be PSA 9, but this is in really good condition, actually. Really good condition. So, you know, this edge is going to get dinged. I don't know. This may be an 8. You know, we may send this one off to get signed, actually. But there's one. So we're one in. Good old Ed Leslie. And then a Jimmy Snuka sticker. Oh, that's sad. Because that's actually centered pretty decently. A Hogan 16 sticker with the gum on it. Boo. No bueno. All right, one in. I just want the more we can pull out of this, the better chance we get of trying to get more and better condition. The way I see this is more shots here, trying to get a group ones in good condition. Man, I genuinely think hopefully we can get somewhere around, get something towards a 9 here. They took my reindeer. How about that for the Christmas season? They took my reindeer. Captain Lou Albano as Santa. Wendy Richter, Superstar Speaks. Steel. An Appetite for Mayhem. There's a Snuka profile. Wendy Richter profile. Giants in Action, Andre. Moondog Spot. And a Captain Louis Albano. Sticker number 13 with the gum on the back. Setting all those off to the side over there. All right, so now we've kind of seen through this. This is going to be stack number 2 of 4. So we're going to speed up a little bit here, because it's just going to be a repeat, basically, with the set all tied up. There we go. Tito profile. Pile up, Andre. Up in the air, Brutus Beefcake. Stretch to the limit. There we go. That's the Inoki Hogan. Yeah, actually, we'll send that one. Superstar Speaks, George. There we go. Santa Albano and a JYD with the gum. The ones with Hogan and Inoki on it, I just think are cool. But then again, also I'm a fan of Japanese wrestling. So, but most of these pictures are WWE licensed pictures. I mean, this is a straight up New Japan picture. So, we've got stacks going here on the table as well. So, all right, we're still at 1. I was hoping like an over-under of 6 with this between yellow and blue. I still think we can get it. We may run into a little bit of a run here. Snuka, Wendy, Andre, Giants in Action, Moondog Spot, Crusher and a Crusher. Go with my toe. There's Jesse and Ed Leslie sticker with the gum. So we're going to pick it up here a little further. May figure out, see if maybe I can do something cool with the wax. Those are still in relatively good condition too. Pile up. Up in the air. There's another Stretch to the Limit, another Inoki card. Steel, Albano, Richter, George, Ed Leslie. Oh, Hogan sticker 22. That's 2 Hogan stickers with the gum on the back. Womp. Oh, that is unnerving. It's beyond upsetting. Just because we know what we're looking for here. It's, I don't want to say it's Hogan over everything, but still, give me the stickers better there. Stranglehold. There we go. There is the yellow. Card number 1. So you can see all the translations there. There's the OPC logo. Talks about the entire 66-card set. I can tell you just by looking at this, the centering's not the best on this. So I don't know if this would be a 9. This edge is just rough, man. It seems all of these are that way. But, I mean, the corners look good. All right. Orndorff. JYD. Windham & Rotunda, the U.S. Express. All tied up. There's a Tito, Albano, and a Shiki baby with the gum on the back. Sorry, Shiki. All right. Smashed on a knee. Ready to fly. Let me out of this. There's a Shiki, can't get away. Hogan, superstar speaks. Sheik. Someone's going down. There's a Sheik and Blassie sticker. That's cool, just because it's Sheik and Blassie. Man, another Hogan sticker with gum on the back. Ugh. Gotta be kidding me. Gotta be kidding me. All right, so we're 2 for 6. Two of my 6 here, the 6 that I had here. So we're not at the halfway point just yet. Going for the midsection. Superstar speaks. JYD superstar speaks. Going for the pin. Andre kick to the face. Mr. Fuji face to the canvas. Sheik camel clutch. JYD sticker. Wow. Just, I'm at a loss at this point. I mean, once again, the stickers are not going to carry the value of the profile card. So at least it's not a profile card that is giving us the stickers. No fair choking. There's Sheik again. Strongbow. Scalp him. Lock him up. Shiki baby profile. Over he goes, and a Ventura with the gum on it. All right, so we got 2 more packs here. Put us at the halfway point. Let go of my toe. Ventura. Piper and Rocky Johnson, Superstar Speaks, Jesse. There we go. There's another blue. Another blue, and this one's actually a lot better centered. A lot better on the centering than the other one. A lot better. And I think, honestly, a lot of that's just by choice. Like, a lot of that's just out of luck. Just how the pout goes when you pull it. But this one looks really good. The corners look to be in really good condition. That may have a shot at it. That may have a shot. So Ed Leslie, Valentine, Wendy Richter, and then an Andre sticker with the gum on it. Boo. Don't put Andre gum on in the back of anything. All right. So we're at 3. I was hoping for 6. So 3... after this, kind of puts us right in the ballpark. Richter, George, Jimmy, Wendy, Andre, spot profile, crusher and a crusher, and a Hogan sticker number 1, actually pretty centered well with the gum on it. Man, we call this, how many Hogans can we pull with stickers? Or how many Hogans can we pull? How many Hogan stickers can we pull with gum on them? I'll say it again. At least it's not the profile picture. So I hope you guys are enjoying this. Thank you guys so much for joining me. All right. So we're going to speed this up a little bit. You guys, we've already pretty much gone through. We've seen one from the entire set by this point. So there's the wrong kind of music. Hogan, Fraction. and Wendy Richter sticker. So we're going to pick up the pace a little bit here just because we still have half the box to go through. Man, this is just awesome to rip something like this. Having never ripped this before, this is great. There we go. There's a good start with Sheiky Baby on top. Here he goes. There we go. Hogan Superstar Speaks. JYD. Going for the pin. Andre. And a Sheik sticker with the gum. And no, I'll say it again, I'm not eating the gum. Not happening in any way, shape, or form. So what we do in the next video, when we go over grading, we're going to use these as the example, just kind of, you know, see, you know, as we're going to send off. And I'm probably going to send off a good fair amount of these. They may all go in lower values, but we'll work. We'll talk about that. Bending an arm. Fury of the Animal. Bending Animal. There's Jesse Superstar Speaks. Orndorff. Captain Louis Albano. Piper. And Albano with the gum. Because the fact is, we're going to have duplicates, multiple over, of these profile cards. And I, as a collector, I'm thinking, well, wouldn't it be cool to have one of all of them graded? So I think there's an opportunity here for that, where it just may be worth it. And that's just regardless of grade, the fact that you'll have the entire profile set of this graded. Fuji. We haven't seen many of his profile card in this yet so far. Fist Come Flying. There we go. Hillbilly Jim. Big John Stud. George. Moolah. And a Sheik sticker. Yeah. I'll go through for when we go to grading. When we do the grading video, in the next video, I'll actually sit down and do the math and see how many of the entire base, the profile cards, not the in-action or the Superstar Speaks, but I'll see how many complete sets we have of them, of those, because there's not many. So, see, Jesse. Yes, keep giving me the blue, man. All right, so there's, that makes three blue, and this one's actually fairly well-centered as well. Just give me more shots at it, man. Be very careful putting these into penny sleeves. They've got to go in for grading. Okay, so that makes three. So we're at four now. One, two. So three blue and a yellow. I'll take it. Beefcake. Hammer. All right. One action. There's a Chief J Strongbow. Huh. I like it. So Ventura sticker, Albano sticker. Okay, so we're four. We're close. We're close to what I was hoping for six. Put the short number. I was kind of setting myself up in my mind for a little bit of a higher number on this. Wendy. Giants in action. Spot. Crusher and a Crusher. Okay. There's a Ventura. Boom. Albano sticker again and a Snuka with the gum on it. All right. So we got this and two more packs puts us at three quarters the way through. So maybe if we can get at least one more out of these next three, I would say six on the Hogans is probably a shoe-in. Up in the air. There we go. Another Inoki Hogan. Bano, Wendy, George in action, Jimmy. There we go. There's a Hogan. There's Hogan sticker 22 and an Ivan Putski sticker number 8. So the stickers I think I'm going to send in as well. I just think it's worth it to try. You never know how they may turn out in the grading end of things. So I absolutely think it's worth it. I'm going to set that over here. All right. Two more packs puts us at the three-quarter way point. Thank you guys so much for joining me. It's a little bit of a longer video, but I wanted to take my time. You want to give it the proper respect. So there's a Sheik Superstar Speaks. Ventura. Piper. Hogan Yellow. And this one's actually really well-centered, too, just by my eye here. Let me look and see what the corners look on it here. Yeah, that corner's busted. So this may be an autograph candidate. I don't think that bottom corner's a little busted, and all of these are down the one side here. So, I mean, there's nothing we can do about that, and that's not something from this being in the box for as long as it has. That's a printing issue based from when they printed it and how they cut the cards. But, yeah, this card is... Yeah. All right. Well, I said one more. So that puts us at 3 blue and 2 yellow. And I was hoping for more blue over yellow anyway. So perfect. Orndorff. JYD. Wyndham Rotunda and a Snuka sticker. Like with the JYDs and stuff, I'm really tempted. I mean, you know, for what grading cost, I mean, if I send them in at like $25 a card, to have it come back a PSA 9 go for $165, from an investment standpoint, I think it's worth it. I really do. Fuji in action. Sheik in action. Valentine in action. Andre Snuka in action. Moondog Spot. Sheik in action again. Hogan Superstar Speaks and JYD sticker with the gum. All right. So we're 3/4 of the way through. We got 5. So I feel that there's a good chance that in these last, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 packs, that we are going to hit, that we're going to hit at least one more. I mean, I feel that that's definitely an option. Definitely worth it here. All right. So Piper, Jesse. Oh, man, there we go. Another blue. This one looks to be pretty well centered, too, actually. The fact that they cut these this way, I don't know what to do about that. But another blue. I'll take it. Maybe they see nothing else with it, and we just get a PSA 9 just based on that. My goal is hopefully if we can get as many of these to come back as close to 9s as possible. That would be the rough idea. So there we go. Another blue. So there's our 6. So now anything is good enough above and beyond it. Hammer and Beefcake. And the Hogan number 11 with the gum on it. I think we've had just as many Hogans with gums as we had Hogans in blues and yellows. So... All right, here we go. Strongbow, JYD in action. Stud in action. Santana in action. Wendy Richter in action. Ventura again. Hogan in action. Putski sticker and another Hogan sticker with gum. Good Lord. Man, what a waste. I know that when they made these, they didn't think about it, that some of these would be sitting around for roughly 40 years. So I get the logic behind it, but man, come on. All right, Hogan Superstar Speaks. Sheik and Blassie. Ventura, Piper, Hogan Yellow. Perfect. Boom. All right, so we're plus up now. Plus one. Orndorff and JYD and a JYD sticker. All right, let's see how many we can run this up. Now we just run the score up at this point. We just run the score up. Let's go. Andre in action. Fuji in action. Sheik in action. Valentine in action. Andre and Snuka together. Moondog, Sheik, Boom, Snuka, and a Captain Louis Albano sticker. All right, 1, 2, 3, 5 packs left. Piper, Piper profile. Chic. Here he goes. Richter. Hogan superstar speaks. JYD superstar speaks. In action. Wendy Richter sticker and a Chic sticker. All right. So four more here. And then we will have it. And we call it an episode here for Top of the Card. Moolah profile. Ed Leslie. Animal Steel in action. And again, Jesse Superstar speaks. Orndorff in action. Luis Albano profile. Wendy Richter sticker. Anna Ventura sticker. Come on. We can get another two out of these three packs. That would be the best. Putski. Fuji. Santana in action. Orndorff in action. Hillbilly Jim. Big John Studd. George Steele. Albano and Snuka. Bano, Chris Santa, Wendy Richter, George, Snuka, Richter, Andre, Moondog Spot, and a Hogan sticker with the gum. Good Lord. Good Lord, good night. Okay, here we go. Wyndham Rotunda. Last pack. So Stud, there's Tito. Andre, Ed Leslie, there's another Inoki Hogan. Animal Steel, Snuka, sticker. There was no gum in that pack either. Okay. Wildly odd. And actually, there's one more. I got one more right here. I was going to hold one. I was thinking about grading it, but you know what? I don't want to. The card's going to be worth more. All right. So last pack of the box right here. All right, Moondog Spot, Sheiky Baby. Hogan Superstar speaks. Sheik. Jesse, nope. Piper, nope. Sheik sticker. That's actually pretty well centered. Captain Luis Albano. I may send the Sheik sticker in just on general principle. So, okay. All right, well, that does it. So, we got over. We got over what we wanted. So, we got one, two, three, four blue. And three yellow, along with the three Inokis. Well, sorry, four Inokis. We got one, two Hogan stickers and an Andre sticker. And pretty much we're going to have a couple of complete runs of the entire set here. Based on these are all just the profile cards of everybody else. So we've got a lot from this. So we'll talk grading. We'll talk next steps with this. So let me know what you think in the comments on this. Make sure, once again, smash that thumbs up button. Let's get this out to a wider audience. Subscribe to the channel if you aren't already. And I'll see you guys on the next episode of Top of the Card. We're going to talk about grading because these will all go to grading at some point. So some may go to get signed and then graded and then some grading. We'll talk about everything that goes into grading on the next episode, guys. Thank you so much for joining me. From me to you, hope you guys are having a great holiday season. I will see you on the next one, round and third, and heading for home. We'll see you on the next one, everybody.